It's high time for a shipwreck.
Yeah, the weather's getting rough out there.
Yeah, I see a dark band up on the horizon. Oh, here it comes! Woman overboard!
Help! Help! Ken! Rachel! Can you hear me? We'll throw you a lifeline! Don't forget my music!
Well,
the sky is cleared.
And you're on a beach. The first thing that we ask you is, what kind of beach are you on? You get a little leeway here. You get your own kind of island. What,
okay.
Describe to us the island that you would like to spend your time on.
Well, I've always really liked those beaches with black sand. So it's going to be a black sand island. Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And in the middle of that black sand island is part of the Ecuadorian rainforest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are there monkeys on the island?
Monkeys? Yeah, sure. Yeah. And they're friends. They're good friends of mine.
Nice.
Yeah. Also bears.
Bears.
Even though it's the Ecuadorian
oh
rainforest, they also like the island. I have a thing for bears. I really like them.
Maybe you'll be building a treehouse. Our guest
tonight
is Ren Drogi. And Ren is our programming intern for this summer. And actually our first programming intern. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what you've been doing around here. And provide a big helping of thank yous to you. But let's talk a little bit about where it is that you came from. Where do you call home?
So I come from Davidsonville, Maryland, which is outside of Annapolis, Maryland. And it's a small, I live on a farm with my mom in Maryland. And we have a few animals of our own, and my uncle and aunt also live on the farm. My uncle runs a horse farm. And my aunt runs a vineyard. The vineyard's more recent.
How exciting.
Yeah, and my grandparents have lived there for a long time, too. So it's a pretty nice place to have grown up.
And on your farm, you have a few animals. Do you have some crops?
We don't really have crops. We have a good friend who's now staying with us who's starting up more of a garden. But, in the past, we haven't really had many crops.
Well, the many gardens are starting here in Sitka as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what brought you to Sitka and then Raven Radio in particular? How did this all come about?
Well, my family goes to these summer camps every summer that are folk music and dance camps. The main feature of those camps is contra dancing. Mm-hmm. And at those camps that we've gone to since I was 8, I think I've gone, we met this family, a great family, super fun, very outgoing. And the head of that family, I think I should say, was Marika Partridge, who was one of the founding members of Raven Radio. And I guess it must have been last summer, she came to camp so excited about having just come back from the 30th reunion of Raven Radio. And she knew that I was into radio and was like, Ren, you just have to get up there. And this is the truth. I Google imaged Sitka, Alaska, and was like, oh,
I must
I'm going. Definitely. I do have to get up there. So that's how I ended up here. And then I'm staying with Chris and Lily. They're very welcoming, and I've been adopted into the Raven family, too.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned contra dancing and Marika.
Yeah.
And Raven Radio was founded on the work of many, many people, including Marika, mm-hmm. but also and the money of the fundraisers of the contra dances in and around Sitka. Bake sales and contra dances mm-hmm. funded the beginning of
nice.
Raven Radio. And the very, very beginning sounded just like this.
This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, partially funded by the community of Sitka as well as the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, signing on the air. I am Marika Partridge, and it brings me humongous pleasure to welcome all of you who happen to be listening to this, our very first historical broadcast. During the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the air in the evenings, beginning at 5, and as soon as we get the bugs worked out of our system, we're going to sign on for our full broadcast day, and we'll be sure to let you know all about that.
Have you ever heard that before?
I've heard that voice, yes. So, oh, that sounds a little more like Diane Keaton from a Woody Allen film than I remember. I love that.
So one day there was nothing on 104.7, and then suddenly one moment there was something. And it was that moment that we just heard.
And it was Marika.
And it was Marika.
Yeah.
And we've been here ever since. Not without our silences. We've asked you to put together 10 songs, mm-hmm. and I want to talk a little bit about the process of putting 10 songs together that might be the only 10 songs that you have from here on out.
Yeah,
fun, agonizing, good, bad. What'd you think?
Well, I don't know. It was fun, I think. I think it sort of made me... I started thinking, like, oh, I have to have the best 10 songs mm-hmm. that exist in the world. But as I went, I thought more and more about what it would actually be like to be on a deserted island and realized that really I would want to have songs that reminded me of my closest friends and my family, or songs that were really comforting to me. Mm-hmm. So really a lot of what I've chosen is kind of my comfort music.
Right, not necessarily your favorite songs right now, but yeah, songs that bring back certain memories.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, let's just dive right into that first song because we have a lot to talk about. You mentioned that you have some love for radio and some previous experience with radio. Well, mm-hmm. I want to mention talk about that a little bit more. But let's talk about your first song, which is from a band called The Tallest Man on Earth, I think.
Yep. Yeah. The song is called The Gardener. It's one of those songs that I've listened to just probably nearly 1,000 times. I had this album called Shallow Grave in my car one summer, and it was, you know, just the copy of the album, I think. And I played it so much that... And it's still in the car, I think. I haven't bothered to clean it out yet.
And what kind of car is that?
It's a Toyota Sienna minivan, recently painted by my sister, who's a great artist.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So painted bright, flowery?
Yeah, she painted the whole back of the trunk. My dad actually is an expert car painter. He's painted many of his vehicles. His current one is painted like a fish. With a fin on top and everything. So she borrowed some of his paints and did a cool little pattern on the back of the car.
All right. So that's what we're imagining in our heads. And this song is being pumped out of the windows as you mm-hmm. drive along on a beautiful summer day. Is that
exactly
where we're coming from?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, and soon to ashes I'll return. private number. Hanson will make that vicious call. I know the leak is going to tell you there ain't no puppy in your league. So now he'll fertilize the roses so I could stay the king you see in your eyes, babe. Thank you.
She didn't seem to care. She smoked in her room and colored her hair. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed.
Sufjan Stevens, and a tune from an album called The Great State of Michigan. So, Ren, how did that song make it to your list?
Well, that song's called Romulus, and I've always just loved Sufjan Stevens. That song in particular is so, like, gentle and comforting that I just always feel good when I listen to it. It would be the song that I listen to on a very sleepy, cozy day on my island, I think. So Sufjan Stevens had this idea, at least at one point, that he would make an album for every state in the U.S. And I think I know he did Illinois, he did Michigan, but I think pretty recently he gave up, which is unfortunate, but he's making other music, so I encourage you to go look it up.
And maybe he got to Alaska if he decided to go alphabetical.
Right.
Right. Maybe so.
Alphabetical, he would have done it first.
Well, after a couple.
Or almost.
After a couple, he said, I need a new method.
Mm.
I need to go alphabetical on this.
Well, he should have done Alaska. I think we can all agree.
And maybe we'll follow up a little bit with him. So you've got a list of 10 songs here. And so we've got a couple under our belt already from your list. When did you start listening to music?
Well, music has always been a pretty big part of my life. My parents met listening to folk music and contra dancing. So there's always been a sort of folky feel in my house, and I grew up listening to folk music. I don't know. It must have been end of middle school, beginning of high school that I started getting interested in indie rock and that kind of stuff. And now the way I define my musical taste is usually indie folk. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a combination of that high school interest and my parents' interests too.
Do you play an instrument?
I used to. I used to play the tuba.
Oh.
Started with the flute and then switched to the tuba.
Put indie folk and tuba in one sentence for me.
Oh, no. Well, there's a tuba in Beirut, which is an indie folk band.
There you go.
Coming up. So stay tuned.
All right.
Well done, then. The list was enjoyable to put together, would you
say?
Yeah,
it was. It made me really think about how much I love the people in my life. So, very enjoyable.
So memory lane, a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move to the next batch of memories, and the next song is called "The Earthquake of 73."
Yep.
Tell us about it.
So this one is a song that always reminds me of my closest friend at school. Her name is Xanthia. And she is a songwriter and singer, and she would play this song all the time. We spent last summer together in Cambridge, and she played this song all the time, and it was just, you know, we sang it as we walked places all the time, and it was just always in my head. So I have these really fond memories of that summer and of Xanthia. And she, when she likes something or loves something, which is usually the case, she just sort of envelops the whole thing with her love. And that totally happened with this song, and it's 100% contagious. So reminds me a lot of her.
You heard chauffeur roller skating down by the bay. You lost your voice singing along to Raspberry Beret. So I'll do my part not to break your heart.
Took a train.
Ah, who cares? You always end up in the city.
I set the car, look up for one.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
The boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
Other girls falling to ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart
just to hang around.
I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun. They tore off my skirt and stuck it on the walls at PS1.
Great song there by the New Pornographers.
We have Ren Drogi in the studio, and we are listening to her 10 songs that she would take to a deserted island if perhaps she was going to be stranded forever and had only 10 songs. So we're just four songs in. Myriad Harbor, the name of that tune. Ren, how'd that make the list?
Well, that one is a little absurd. I think it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but that's sort of why I like it. They're sort of a funky band, and I have this theory that they would be a lot more popular if their name was different. But yeah, who's to say? Anyways, I love that song just because it's a little out of the ordinary and sort of reminds me that absurdity is something to be appreciated and laughed at and enjoyed.
Embraced. So, in what other ways are you out of the ordinary, besides liking that song?
Well, I could give you a long, long list, I think.
Let's go with a few of the top items. So we know that you paint your car, or you allow your sister to paint your car. That's mm-hmm. that's out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. What's some other things?
Well, let's see. I mean, we've already gotten past my playing the tuba in high school.
Oh, right. Yes.
Not exactly the norm for a small blonde-haired girl. let's see. Well, I grew up in a log cabin on that farm that my mom lives on. And the log cabin was built by my parents. So I think that's out of the ordinary, at least in this day and age. Maybe not in Alaska, though. I don't know. just kidding. I don't know. My favorite food is celery, which a lot of people think is very strange.
That's out of the ordinary.
Yeah. It's out of the ordinary.
Yep.
And when did you discover that?
When did I discover celery?
Yeah, as your favorite.
Oh, well, I think I've known for a long time.
Now, do you like it because you've slather peanut butter in the groove?
I like the peanut butter. Yeah, it's perfect for peanut butter. But I think I just like the texture. I like the crunchiness, the juicy taste.
Wow. All right. Well, that's fantastic. What's your second favorite food?
Mango, definitely.
Okay.
There you go.
And do you have ever celery mango salsa?
Ooh, I don't know if I've ever had salsa with celery in it.
Okay, we may have just changed your world.
Yeah, right. I think you might have.
What are you studying in school?
My degree will be in social studies, and I always have to explain that major because it sounds like fifth grade history, social studies class with Mrs. Bartlett. Exactly. Yeah. So basically, it's social and political philosophy combined with the social sciences. So it's an interdisciplinary major, which means essentially whatever I want within the social sciences.
So it's going to be a tool.
And where are you going to school?
I'm at Harvard.
What are you looking at in 20 years doing with the tools that this toolbox will give you?
That's a good question. Well, I would love to do radio, I think. I love digging into new topics. There's no moment when I'm happier than when I just get to sort of jump into a whole new world that's this weird little niche world, and I get to kind of figure it out and then share it with people. But I don't know. I could really be any number of things. We'll see.
What's your favorite radio show?
I love This American Life. I know that's the classic NPR show that everybody loves, but it's that way for a reason.
So maybe you could be the next Ira Glass.
Yeah.
That would be okay with you in 20 years.
My name doesn't have that ring to it, I think. Ren Drogi is
less, like it. I
less
think it
suave.
Does.
I don't know.
I think it'll work just fine, Ren.
Oh, Ken.
So you discovered radio already in your world. What have you done with radio before you came to Sitka?
Right. Which is minor compared to what I've done here. I've had such a great time. But I have a radio show at school. It's a blues music show and airs every few Saturdays. And
What is the radio station called?
It's WHRB, Harvard Radio Broadcasting.
Student station?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Student run.
What's the name of your show?
The Blues Hangover. So I had that show, and then this past fall I worked at an NPR station in Baltimore called WYPR on a show called Midday with Dan Rodericks, which is sort of like the Diane Rehm show. It's a public affairs show.
And you did helped organize the topics and the programs?
Yeah, got to pick topics. I even got to pre-interview some people and do some script writing and stuff. It's the nice thing about working with a small staff is that you get to take on real responsibility.
Nice. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing here in a little bit. Let's get back to some music. Up next is an artist by the name of Bob Dylan. And I think that many, many, many Bob Dylan songs must have coursed through your mind as to be representing Bob. How did you choose this one?
That's a good question. There were so many. But I actually heard this song first as a cover by Nancy Griffith. My mom had a CD of hers that she played all the time when I was a kid at home. And she sang this song. And I think I like this version, the Bob Dylan original, better than the cover, just because it's so simple. And I love the song really for that reason, that it's such a simple way of expressing, how relationships kind of end when two people are apart. I don't know. I think it must be the reminder of home.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden. Either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me and you can read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb, but I love it when you sing to me and you can sing. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and
listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's just now about 9 o'clock. And we're on a deserted island here on Earbones tonight with Rin Drogi, our guest who we've deserted. And that was The Magnetic Fields.
Yes, it was.
And what about that song made you pick it for your safety, what do you call it? Your safety ring, whatever that is.
Oh.
Your life raft or whatever.
Lifesaver?
I don't know. Your lifesaver for the, island.
It's another one that's sort of nice and comforting. I love that band, The Magnetic Fields. They have, that song is off the album, 69 Love Songs, it's called. And they are, it's full of these short little kind of almost unpoetic songs that are often really straightforward, but they all sort of pick up on these really nice little aspects of relationships. And I think that one, again, was sort of a, you know, comfortable, peaceful relationship. So, something had to happen.
Like a goose.
I love the band and I love the song.
Well, and something about it kind of reminded me of waves coming up on the shore. Maybe the way the guitar was or something.
Which was very
soothing and nice. Right.
So, Ren, do you imagine you'd be listening to your music constantly if you had 10 songs and years and years, would they be always going, or would you save them up for a music day, or would you play them all at once, or
right.
one at a time on different events?
You know, I think I'd save them up. I think, so all of these songs, or most of them at least, I chose because I associate them with like a certain time period in my life or certain people, and the more you listen to something, the more it becomes a part of what you're experiencing while you listen to it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I listened to these songs all the time, I would lose those people and those memories that are so strong right now. And I love that. I love rediscovering a song that I, you know, used to listen to all the time in middle school or something mm-hmm. like that, and just remembering how I felt when I listened to that song. Mm-hmm. And I think I would want to keep that intact for these guys.
You have a dessert on this deserted island.
I do.
And that dessert is you get to choose it, and you get to have a batch, at least one batch, and you divvy it out over the course of time.
Oh, I'd like to think that it's always available.
Ooh.
Well, you would. I like it too. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
And so what dessert did you bring to your deserted island, Ren?
I brought the Drogi Christmas toffee, which has been adopted by my mom, who's no longer a Drogi, but still very much a part of the family. And it's got my three favorite ingredients, butter, sugar, and chocolate.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
It's pretty delicious. And we make it every year. We make, tens of batches of this stuff to give out to all our family and our friends. And the secret, it's really like pretty much any other toffee. It's got some walnuts and, that butter and sugar thing mm-hmm. never fails. but the secret, I think, to this recipe is that the thinner the sugar butter bottom, mm-hmm. the chocolate goes on top, the thinner the sugar butter bottom, the better it tastes. So you want it really thin. And the way you get it to be that way is by heating up the baking sheets that you pour it out onto after you've
made it
into
that
candy. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So that's the trick.
We're going to have to try
this. Like the pizza, the thinner is better.
See.
Mm-hmm. So the recipe will be posted on online, kcaw.org. That we'll have the music list that Ren selected, and we'll have a recording of this show, and we'll have the recipe of this dessert posted up on kcaw.org.
And maybe some photos too.
We're going to try to get a photo of the painted car or cars. And we'll have those up by tomorrow midday at the latest, maybe later tonight. And when you were talking about that your father's car that's painted like fish, even including the fin,
mm-hmm.
it just made me flash back to and maybe a few others within earshot made me think back to the Orca bus that was in town decades or so ago.
Oh my gosh!
You remember the Orca bus?
I think so.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird episode.
Was it a VW bus?
No, it was a tour bus.
Oh,
it was like a half-size school bus with a big, huge Orca fin on top. And
nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I remember that.
That was interesting. Is all I'll say.
Yeah. Well, so, I would like to have a whale car. I think maybe I'll talk to my dad.
Well, right. There you go. I wanted to make a couple comments just programming wise before we move along to the last of the songs on your island, Ren. One of them is that tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Sitka Sports, it's all about the NBA Finals. Mike Vieira is going to have a couple of guests on to talk about the NBA Finals picture. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that we've confirmed, and I want to invite you to join us for the Solstice Cruise Friday, the 21st of June. And the boat will leave at 7 p.m., come back at 9:30. We'll have food and drink and live music from Slack Tide. And we'll have information about ticket sales coming to you just around the corner, but that's on Friday, the 21st, 7 to 9:30. Is our Solstice Cruise, and it's always been a fantastic time. And funny you should mention wanting a whale bus, because we've seen a whale just about every year for the last 4 or 5 years.
And the weather's always been nice. I think it's just special.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah.
Yep, it's charmed.
It's always been really fun, the
cruise.
It's
a charmed trip.
Yep.
So, great-sounding dessert.
I know. I'm
thrilled to hear that we're on the toffee list, aren't you, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. We're on the toffee list.
All
right.
And so is everyone who's listening.
Let's move on to the next song. We've got four tunes left, and the next one is from The Strokes. Tell us how it made the list.
Sure. Well, this one's just a fun song. Good road trip song. Also, it's the title of the song is You Only Live Once. And since YOLO has become a phrase, have you guys heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
YOLO stands for You Only Live Once.
Oh,
yeah, okay. But this predates hashtag YOLO by many years, and I like that about it.
So you're going to be dancing with your toes in the black sand to this tune, right?
Yes.
Is this maybe the most aggressive song of your list? Is this the song you're going to use when you need to just get up and jump around?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Young, I'd flee this town. I've buried my dreams underground. As did I, we drink to die, we drink to night. Far from home, elephant guns, let's take them down. One by one, we'll lay it down. It's not been found, it's not a
begin.
Song there called Elephant Gun from a band called Beirut. And we have Ren Drogi in the studio. We are playing 10 songs that she would take to a deserted island if she was going to be stranded perhaps forever. And we're just a couple songs away from finishing the list. But before we head that direction, Ren, please tell us about the tune Elephant Gun and why you chose that.
Sure. I think Beirut is probably my favorite band, I think. If not, yeah. Well, it's my favorite band. We'll just say it that
just
way.
Say it.
For now.
Right. And yeah, I love their sort of folkiness mixed with that kind of Eastern European feel. Mm-hmm. I love brass instruments. They've got a lot of those. So it's really, I love them for their music. Usually can't understand exactly what they're saying, so it's the musicality, not the vocals. But
well, it makes me want to ask, we talked a little bit about the instrument that you played, the tuba,
yeah,
but we didn't really talk about the dancing, and so you must be pretty comfortable on the contra dance floor.
Yeah, I am. And I think there's just a special bond between contra dancers that always seems to come up, and so I automatically feel comfortable in any kind of contra dance situation, I think, mm-hmm, which is a pretty nice thing to have in your life.
Well, you know, we have a lot of contra dancing here, but it only happens in the winter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't done any contra dancing since you've been here? How long have you been here?
I've only been here, well, I guess about two, three weeks.
I'm guessing 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think, because okay. I think, yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And then how long are you staying?
A few more weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yep, we're right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing down here at the radio station. So I'll start off by saying thank you, because, you know, even on some of the beautiful sunny days, you have been inside and working when you would have every right to say, you know, I'm going for a big, beautiful walk. And you have done that too, which is very great. There's a few different things. So we've been music processing. We have music coming in all of the time, and you spent a good part of the time getting the music that has been backlogged, coded. You know, what part of the library does this go, and labeled, and getting that music put into the library. You're helping with productions of public service announcements. Maybe you can tell us one or two that you've produced.
Yeah. Well, I love the one that was put on to thank the fishermen who donate their fish to the school lunches. It was, you know, really fun to hear the kids saying thank you.
What was that one called?
That one was called Thanks Fisherman, I think.
and you produced that?
Yeah, yeah. So recorded the voice and put a little music behind it. It's a fun process. I like meeting the people who come to represent their organizations. It's a good way to get involved with the community.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I thought I'd try to find it and play it, but I didn't have any luck.
Sorry.
But the other project that I'm really, really excited about is what you're working on right now, which is helping us with the American Archive Project. And I'll just briefly summarize what this is. Is a grant that we received from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting a couple years ago that helped us catalog our entire archive of tapes, reel-to-reel mostly, from back from 30 years ago, from sign-on up till now. And they've been stored up in the attic. They've been stored in storage units. They were at the station on shelves in various parts of the station for these 30 years. And reel-to-reel tape is not a permanent medium, and it degrades. And so we were very, very concerned that these tapes would just dissolve away, and mm-hmm. all the original Haven Bays, the radio theater programs, Haven Bay, and any number of other wonderful programs from the past would be lost. And this American Archive Project, we were at least able to catalog them and make a big list of everything that we've got and put labels on them and organize them and get them in boxes. And then part of that project also funded digitization of 50 hours of the what is probably about 500 wow. hours total.
Yeah.
Although it's not, we don't know for sure, because these reel-to-reels, we couldn't play them, because right. to play them would destroy them mm-hmm. at the age that they are. So all we could do is look at the labels making the catalog, and so many of the labels don't have times on them. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know how many hours there are. What we know, there are probably 1,200 different titles wow. of things that we have. And so 50 hours we have digitized, and Ren is downloading those digital files and creating a database that ultimately will allow us to put them on the air and online.
Oh, great.
So where are we with that process?
Well, we're getting started with the database. We have all the files downloaded on the computer, which was a project. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going through and listening, giving a little description of each. So I'm hearing some really cool stuff, just some great oral histories from early Sitka residents. They did a special on the Alaskan Natives basketball team that was around for years.
Yeah, the ANB basketball team, a history documentary. I don't even know when. Do you remember when that was produced?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, they don't have dates.
That one doesn't have a date on it, I don't think. We've got so much to work through, and all we can do is put an ear to it, and Ren's just been fantastic about doing that. And we'll figure these things out and put them on the air. What else?
Well, I came across a recording of Marika Partridge, my old friend. She was reporting on the Tears of Joy Puppet Theater, which came into town. So there was lots of arts updates, and I think there was something in there about this Sitka Bluegrass Band. Mm-hmm. So some really interesting stuff.
Great. Well, the Haven Bay is one of the few things that I have listened to just a little bit of. The great news is that these tapes did survive. Mm-hmm. So from what we know so far, is the quality is really good, and we have all of these things, and we're going to try to digitize all of it. That will be a multi-years process, but we're going to make it available online and on air, and all those things are going to be great.
That's
and
exciting.
And I'll just say a little bit about Haven Bay if you haven't heard it. Four seasons of a radio theater series, and the programs tended to be 5 to 7 minutes long. I don't know if all 4 years were the same modular style, and each year they're dozens per year, so it's quite an enterprise, and I think hundreds of people were involved ultimately over the course of the 4 years. And there's even word from one of the original producers that he believes that the TV show Northern Exposure was actually a format or a plot line stolen from Haven Bay that somebody that was up traveling in Alaska heard it, went back and pitched it as a TV show, because it is based around a small Alaskan town with a radio host as the narrator of the crazy events and crazy characters that inhabit the town. So Haven Bay will be broadcast here before too long, thanks to the work of Wren, and we'll obviously let you know well in advance as to when that's coming up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really just had an incredible time here. I feel so welcomed.
So what will you take away from Raven Radio as you make your way back to more school and other career ideas and hopefully more radio in the future?
Sure. I think what I really feel here more than I've felt at any other station I've worked at is a real sense of community involvement. And I know how important that is to you guys, but really it's so, so unique just to have sick in residence coming in and doing music shows, to be reporting on local happenings, things that are really important to the people that live here. It's very unique. It's pretty amazing, and I think really is what public radio is good for. I think public radio with a purpose of holding a community together is a really nice idea.
Nicely put, and I think that's because of a lot of people, and Marika Partridge is certainly a key component there. And hopefully you'll be a Johnny, a Wren Appleseed. How's that?
I'll say.
A Jeanette Appleseed?
A Jana or something.
Anyway, I think that would be fantastic if you spread that wherever it is that you're traveling and whatever it is that you do. Mm-hmm. So I wish you the best. We've got a couple more songs. Tell us about, speaking of whales, as we did at the very beginning of this little discussion, tell us about this song called Whale.
It's not just whale, it's whale.
Right, all caps, okay. Whale.
Whale!
It's a song by Yellow Ostrich. I really don't know Yellow Ostrich, the band, at all. But this song was shown to me by a friend of mine from high school. And the reason it's on this list is because there was a night when my littlest sister, she was probably 7 at the time, she would want me to tell you that she's just had her 10th birthday. But she was 7 at the time, and me and 3 of my friends were sort of circled around her bed right before she went to sleep. And we tried to do this rendition of Whale. We had these really high hopes because it has all these different parts and it sounds so cool. And sort of everything ended in chaos, and we were just, you know, laughing all over ourselves. And it was great. It was fun. And I think it was really special for my little sister just to sort of be there in her bed with these 3 big kids, you know, these teenagers circled around her, singing to her. And
anybody would like that.
Yeah, right. I would like that. Yeah. So it has great memories associated with it.
Oh, see. Well, don't worry, well, just do as you please. I will accept if you'd rather leave. Open my heart, you open your heart, open your heart. And I see more than you can realize. I accept that you will never understand, so I will gladly take your hand. To the sea, you will take me onto your back. Never look back, never look back, never look back, never look back.
Any chance you'll try to sing that live for us tonight, Ren?
I don't think so. Although you guys gave me a pretty good rendition of that Palenka song earlier, so maybe you're the ones who should sing it live.
Oh,
yes!
I was just breaking out everything.
Perfect. That was absolutely perfect.
So, Ren, we've heard 9 of your 10 songs mm-hmm. you would take to a deserted island. We've heard about the toffee, the chocolate-covered toffee. Mm-hmm. And there's one last song. And so thank you so much for putting this together. And tell us a little bit about this last song from Joni Mitchell.
Sure. This song is called The Circle Game. I'm sure a lot of you know it. It's another one that my mom used to listen to all the time when I was young. So it very, very much reminds me of home, as do most Joni Mitchell songs. But there another moment that I love to remember when I hear this song was at school in Harvard Square. We walked out of the T, which is the sort of subway system in Boston, and it was freezing cold. And this guy was out in practically nothing playing this song so beautifully on his guitar. And he had these carpets set out, and he was standing on these carpets. It was just sort of a wonderful setup. And we walked out, and he started playing this song, and there were a few of us there, and we just stood there and listened to the whole song, even though it was freezing cold. And, you know, he finished and smiled at us and we moved on. But it was just like a really memorable, great moment with such a great song.
Yesterday, a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a stars. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the pains and ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel. Behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle again. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "When you're older, must appease him," and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. From where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle again. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, "Take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down." And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. Can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. So the years spin by, and now the boy is 20, though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. Maybe better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle again, and go round and round and round in a circle again.
The Circle Game from Joni Mitchell. And that rounds out your list, Ren. Beautiful music that you have selected for your island.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for putting the time and the effort into making your list and sharing the stories behind those songs. But all castaways at the end of this show eventually do get rescued. And so there is a ship on the horizon, and it's headed your way. So we'll let you climb the
rope ladder.
The rope ladder up the side and bring your music
and
head back to civilization and your family and your friends, and bring your music with you.
Anything you would leave behind on your island if anybody else got cast away on that same island?
I don't know. I'd have to
Would you leave your songs?
I think I might, yeah. Yeah, that'd be special.
And leave your treehouse, because clearly you made a treehouse because you had monkeys yes. and bears on the island.
Definitely.
So leave the treehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks again so much, Ren Drogi, for being our guest. And thanks for being our programming intern for this summer, our first, but hopefully not our last summer programming intern. It's just been a great experience. Yeah. And we will wish you a good and good night.
Yeah, and spread those radio seeds, those community seeds.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Rachel. Thanks to Raven Radio, too, for just welcoming me with open wings. It's been wonderful.